KB4 CBA Mobile.
CBA KN4 VWA. What's up, Dave?
4 VWA KB4 CBA. Stevie Wonder. What's happening with your bad self?
I got a little problem. Can't seem to regulate the temperature in the house. Inside the house, it keeps running between 74 and 78 degrees.
Can you take your thermostat off the wall and just touch those two wires together anytime you need it to warm up?
Had my heat pump on since last Friday.
Fireplace or something?
Freestanding wood stove, and it's just kept us just beautifully toasty in there.
Disconnect the wire to the heat pump and, and figure it out, or let somebody come out and figure it out, let Dave come out or whatever. I guess you heard about our little collision.
Been on the radio in a couple of weeks. What's going on?
The other night, my wife went out to watch our grandson play in West Pelzer, and she got about, I don't know, she made a wrong turn and she was turning around, and she got hit by a guy. He's doing about 50 miles an hour sideways on Highway 8, hit her broadside and hit her twice, hit her in the back, the side of the back of the driver's back side of the car. And that was a major impact, the rear tires like it at a 45-degree angle. I think it needs a little caster adjustment there, camber adjustment. And then it hit the front end on that side and pretty much totaled the Highlander.
Well, did they say it was her fault?
But he had another guy, too. And then he ran. He pulled up beside my wife. It's all she was trying to take a picture of him, and he took off. But they called him because she took pictures of his tag and everything. And we had to take her to the ER. The ambulance did. She was shook up pretty bad, but thank goodness nothing was broken, and they released her from the ER with whiplash and stuff like that. But anyway, and of course he doesn't have insurance, so I'm just thinking, I think I'll just quit paying my insurance.
Well, that is when somebody else hits you and they don't have insurance, you can't get yours paid off. You had the non-insured coverage, didn't you?
Get this, they're questioning whether or not they're going to pay because she was, part of the car was in the parking lot of the convenience store.
What to do with it?
No, the guy, was obviously impaired in some way, shape, or form, and he already hit. He had a pickup truck at the top of the hill there. This bridge, Highway 8 goes over 85, happened right there, and he had a pickup truck, his airbag deployed, hit him. That's how I already hit that guy, and then he came down the hill sideways and hit my wife, and God, he must have been doing 100 when he hit that truck, because I'm surprised his old RAV4, is a old model, and but she said when he drove off, he was dragging pieces down the road.
Been the scene of the accident also?
In jail. The policeman, I think he's a frequent flyer, and the highway patrolman, he went looking for him that night, and I think they called him either that night or the next morning, and he admitted to it, and So he's in jail for leaving the scene and causing bodily injury. I'd like to have a little powwow with him, about 5 minutes alone with him, with no cameras and mics.
Back in Kentucky, we don't ask, we just do.
Right, though. See, he pulled back up when he was leaving and stopped right beside her and looked at her like he was taunting her, like, I'm going to come after you, kind of thing. So she's afraid he's going to come after her. And I told her, I said, honey, if he comes over here, I said, I'll kill him.
You have plenty of preventative, don't you? And I've got a call coming in, bud. I got to jump. I'll try to catch you again in a few minutes. K4BWA, clear.
KV4CBA mobile.